It's time for Friday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Richland Hospital, keeping you in one piece for the weekend. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so nice, even your dog will approve. Cardinal Glass CG, turning broken windows into surprise wind tunnels. Crystal Clean Storage, hiding your junk better than your teenager hides snacks. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's unexpected oopsies. And Syme Funeral Home, making sure goodbyes are graceful while your weird family stories live on. Tune in with Hank and Phil for Friday Laughs, bigger than a raccoon in a dumpster. We've got Cooking with Hank, where flames may appear, but so does dinner. And the word of the day, made up live by Hank, guaranteed to make you question everything. So wrap up your week with a little chaos, plenty of chuckles, and all the nonsense you need to slide into the weekend with a smile. That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
And now back from his tour of River Ridge.
Yes. How you doing, sir?
Hank Bray. How was, I heard it was raining a little harder than it was in Santa.
Yeah, it was a little rainy. The north wind right down my front of my coat. Oh, yeah.
Everybody must have wanted to get the game in yesterday.
Yeah, everybody but me.
I had my weather pod, so I didn't care.
You're good to go, wasn't you?
I popped it up.
I wonder if I could put my weather pod behind home plate.
You probably could. You absolutely. Know? Hard to get out of the way if the catcher misses the ball, though.
I had a couple of those.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
You have those anyway.
And you know, here's the problem. As an umpire, you wear all this gear, right? When a ball hits you, it will find a spot that you don't. Last night, I got hit on the side of the kneecap.
Ooh.
And I'm going, I have gear everywhere, but how did it hit me there?
Yeah, that's too bad. That's why you were kind of limping during Cotton Eye Joe this morning.
Yeah. That or my sore thighs, because I'm hurting everywhere that I didn't use the muscles for.
Wow. Well, there you go. You're going to get back into umpiring shape.
Yeah, you bet.
But
anyway.
Wanted to give kudos to Dave Darling, because he helped me fold up my weather pod. I figured
he can coach softball and fold up a pad.
Yeah.
Not bad for Dave.
Yeah, it took four or five guys, but finally,
the smart one came on top.
And the best line was Dave said, after a couple of tries, I'm not going to let this beat me.
Oh, well, you know you're good then. You
say, he got her done.
I'm going to the car.
He got her done. Yeah, he did. Yep,
so. Yeah, good for you. So anyway, any plans tonight?
Well, let's see. What do we have planned tonight? Might go to the fish fry.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, go around the block and then park with June and have some fish in the car.
I wonder if Mark Jelinek's going to be serving.
No, I heard it's really good.
Oh, yeah, so he's out of there. Yes.
Oh, well,
my game was canceled today already.
Oh, your game was canceled? Yeah, that's right. The Cashton Riverdale game is called off today. Yep.
Cashton says it's too cold.
Well, maybe.
I agree with you.
Gave you a break.
Yeah, after one night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kurt says, well, it's another thing that I didn't have to worry about you coming down here. So,
exactly.
So thanks a lot, Kurt. Right. I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
If you could describe yourself with one word, which would it be?
Oh, boy.
See, a lot of people don't know you on the flip side of the radio.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people just know you on the radio.
I'd like to think that my persona is kind of the same both spaces. So.
I would probably describe you. I don't know if one word could do it, Philip.
Oh, that's tough. Hopefully it's not stinky.
No, it's sarcastic but caring.
Oh, sarcastic but caring.
Yes.
That's more than one word.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm leaning more towards sarcastic, but huge heart. But, you know, let's just go with sarcastic.
Well, I just like to look at the lighter side.
Yes. Yeah. And I have a lighter here in my pocket.
Couldn't get any matches online.
No.
Right.
You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if your toothbrush is a hand-me-down.
Here you go.
Do you need one?
No, I know. I'm good. Yeah. All right.
And today is Cooking with Hank, and we're running out of time.
Yeah, what do you got today?
Today is really good. All right. A little help from the great nurses. Hillbilly Omelet Pizza Deluxe.
Okay.
All right. Here you go.
Leftover. The great nurses helped you with this?
Yep. We don't.
Huh?
Don't tell Ty.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell Ty.
All right. Yeah.
Remember, there's no calories at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Leftover pizza, eggs, milk, cheese, and mushrooms.
Mushrooms, okay.
Mushrooms. Uh-huh. All right, here you go. How to wrangle it together. Chop the mushrooms however you like. however your heart feels. Toss them in a pan and cook until they shrink down like a like they just paid taxes. And if you like onions, throw them in there too. Okay?
All right.
Egg mix magic. Crack 2 to 4 eggs in a bowl. If it's me, I'm cracking 4 because you know what? It's protein. It's good for you.
Oh, protein, right? Yeah. Exactly.
Splash a little milk in it and whisk it like you're mad at it. If your arm gets tired, you're officially cooking at 2:30. So you think, you know.
Do it.
Start the omelet. Pour that egg mix into a grease pan. Let it cook just enough so it starts to set like a soft, floppy pancake.
Huh.
Okay. Enters the pizza. Okay. Take your pizza. Take your pizza slice and either cut it into chunks, drop it into one side, or go bold and lay the whole slice right on top. I like to cut mine in pieces.
Uh-huh. This is leftover pizza.
Leftover pizza.
Does it matter what kind of pizza?
No, mine's usually pepperoni or Canadian bacon.
Oh, okay.
And it usually has mushrooms and mushrooms and peppers and onions on it anyway, so it's perfect.
Is it a thin crust Jack's or is it like leftover, like takeout?
Oh, it would be a takeout pizza from...
Muscle Bitty Mart?
No, from the...
They have the Hunt Brothers. That's good
stuff. Yeah, the Hunt Brothers are really good. But I would get a takeout from the Phoenix Center.
Phoenix Center? Yeah. Okay, that
See
works.
See if I could swindle Greg out of one down there. Uh-huh. But it does work. This is really good. Load it up. Add your cooked mushrooms and a generous handful of cheese. Generous means until your conscience says stop and you don't.
All right.
We all love cheese. Fold the destiny. Fold the omelet over the pizza filling like you're just... like you're tucking it in for the night. Hmm. Press it gently and let it cook until cheese melts and everything sticks together like a good, bad idea. You know? Flip it if you dare. Hmm. If you're feeling brave, flip it. If it falls apart, congratulations, you made the scrambled pizza instead. Serving style, slide it on the plate or just eat it straight from the pan like a legend, Phil. Final review. It's an omelet, it's a pizza, it's a life story. It's a lifestyle choice. It's not bad, you think about it.
I don't know. I'm not totally sold on this one.
Really?
I don't know. It just kind of doesn't sound...
But it's great with... think about what you're going to do with your leftover pizza.
Well, the best thing to do with leftover pizza is to put it in the oven.
No, not if you're cooking an omelet with it.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
You know?
It gets mushy in the microwave, but, you know, how's it do it? You're putting it in the pan.
Oh, yeah, you put it with all the eggs and stuff.
It's... Okay. Well... I mean, don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, I mean, this 3 or 4 DA old pizza, you know, let's throw it in there. You know, and you know, the crust is all like, looks like my face all wrinkled up.
Well, it's probably growing a beard already.
Yeah.
A green beard.
Doesn't matter. You eat it. Especially if you have like a cold like me, it'll help your
penicillin?
Sinuses.
Yeah. There you go.
It'll help your sinuses.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. So. My mom used to.
Cooking with Dr. Hank. How's that?
That's good. My mom used to say, you know, I'm going to doctor up this pizza.
Oh, boy.
Doctor it up. But it was always like the 99 cent party pizza.
But you know what? Those
it wasn't bad, though.
But those pizzas that you used to get, you know, those big pizzas for 99 cents, all, you know, it was all. Thin crust, but you could really doctor them up and make them really good.
Yeah, she would.
Oh, my goodness.
Like one piece, you'd be like, okay, I'm full.
Yes, because they'd put mushrooms, onions, peppers, and maybe even more pepperoni or Canadian bacon, whatever you like. I mean, they could doctor it up like crazy.
Good stuff.
And cheese and more stuff and cheese.
More stuff, cheese. Yeah.
But it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you didn't get the piece that was cold, sometimes you had to cook it longer than it said because all the stuff's on it.
Oh, that's true too.
Yeah.
A good point.
Yeah. So anyway, the word of the day, Phil.
All right.
This one's a tough one.
Yep.
License.
License.
Yep.
All right.
It's a noun and adjective. A reference to the most recent instant of fibbing.
Oh.
Okay. She ran over me with the pickup 3 days ago, and I ain't told a lie since.
Oh, man. I ain't told a lie since. Sounds like a country song.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That's pretty.
She ran over me with a pickup truck, and I haven't told a lie since.
Hey, here, one final thought, buddy. The King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache on a standard playing card, just to let you know.
Didn't know that. I'll have to notice that when I'm playing euchre this weekend.
Yeah. We should enter a tournament.
No, I don't think so. I'm out of practice.
I know, so am I. We'd have fun, though.
Yeah. Well,
we could piss the people we're playing off.
I suppose. So, well, have a good one,
Hey, brother. You too. Be kind, my man.
You bet.